Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Buffalo Means Business here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Tim Wenger here for Randy Bushover, and we're talking about something new, but something certainly familiar, and that is Perry's Ice Cream. And just when you think Perry's has done it all and come up with everything, they've hit it out of the park once again. And I'm pleased to be joined in studio with the makers of my midnight snacks here. We've got Nicole Beretta, brand manager at Perry's. Nicole, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And Marissa Wilson, the communications manager. Marissa, thank you.
Good morning.
I'm not kidding. I go through, talk to my wife. She's here in the building. I mean, I go through a ton of ice cream. And it really is probably 99% Perry's.
We'll make it 99.9.
Yeah. It probably is pretty close because I'm telling you have all the flavors. So you came in today and I just sampled some with a new line that you've just launched, and it's dairy-free and it's oats cream. And that's new to me. I don't have any lactose intolerance or anything. I can eat, a whole gallon if I need to. But this is really cool, and it's a new marketplace for you, right?
It is. So obviously you've been a fan of Perry's for a long time. We turned 100 years old last year, so well-established in the Western New York community, known for our awesome ice cream. But we're always looking to innovate. We're always watching trends, and I'm sure you're well aware that plant-based diets have grown.
Sure have.
Tremendously over the last number of years. More and more people are facing lactose intolerance. So consumers are searching for products that are going to fulfill their dietary needs or wants. And we believe ice cream is for everybody. And our new oats cream line truly is for everyone.
So what is oats cream? Tell me, for someone that just doesn't understand the it's not milk-based. Explain to us, if you could, Nicole, what it is.
Right. So it's a frozen dessert made with oat milk. And it has the nice taste and texture, very similar to ice cream. Like when you tried it, you notice that it very
remarkable.
Much is like it.
Yeah. I didn't really, if you hit it behind a screen and said, here's some ice cream, I'd be like, yeah, that's ice cream and it's good.
Right. And that was by design. We wanted to make sure that anybody who was trying Perry's ice cream, oats cream, would have the same kind of experience where it was very creamy and texture like ice cream.
All right. So I had blueberry pancake, which is like, how could you not like that, right? Blueberry pancake. But you've got a whole bunch of flavors, Marissa?
We are launching 7 flavors, so including blueberry pancake. So we also have apple strudel, coconut caramel, oat latte, peanut butter coffee cake, peanut butter and cookies, and snickerdoodle. So it was our goal to create indulgent flavors. So if you're looking for plant-based, we didn't want to just give you regular vanilla. We wanted to give these consumers indulgent, unique flavors.
The flavors are remarkable. Do you think there's going to be any left when we go out there, by the way? I mean, we left it on the table. I'm not so sure.
Probably not.
Around this place. So they're available in pints, right?
So they are available in pints at retail. So locally, Tops Markets, Wegmans, and Lexington Co-ops. You can find them at those store locations. And then also online through perrysoatscream.com and Amazon. So we ship nationwide. So if you're listening and you're not locally in Buffalo or have family members that you want to ship to, you can go ahead and do that. And we're hoping that this brings some expansion opportunities for the brand as well, being that it's such a different product than your standard ice cream and something that's unique in the overall marketplace.
How do you ship ice cream? Come on.
There's a lot of magic that goes into it with dry ice.
I don't even have to go to the store anymore. I can just click the button and there it'll be on my front doorstep.
So Perry's being a local company, it was important for us to always look for local vendors to partner with first and foremost. And in this case, we were able to partner with Elmhurst 1925 to provide us with the oat base for this product. So it's really exciting for us to be able to work locally, continue to support local here in
Western
New York.
Yeah, they're right in Elma, right?
Yes, they are.
So that's cool. That's a great part of the story is that this is, a locally based partnership between you and Perry's. or between you and Elmhurst, I should say. You are Perry's. You know, what about for those of us who might happen to pull off on the road and frequent the scoop shops, you know, that they're going to start. In fact, my favorite just opened up for the season, and it's going to be available there?
Yes, we have two flavors that are available. We have apple strudel and blueberry pancake.
Okay, so and those would be at a lot of the places that serve, which is most, I think, Perry's ice cream, especially locally.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Talk about that trend that we referenced toward the beginning here of plant-based and the importance of, you know, providing a product to people that either are intolerant or simply prefer a plant-based product.
Right. We like to say ice cream is for everyone, and there has been this kind of subset of consumers who maybe have not been able to based off of lifestyle choice, or maybe you have an allergy. So we're really excited to bring this new set of consumers something from Perry's.
Marissa, what can you tell me about, you know, what it took to put all this together? I mean, I would imagine there had to be an awful lot of behind the scenes you know, testing and putting things together to come up with a product that is as good as the one I just tasted.
Sure. And, you know, behind the scenes at Perry's, we have the fourth generation family who's very passionate about bringing out new products. So, you know, we believe this line really is a testament to the family leadership and their vision going forward. So when this process started, we partnered with a consulting company to make sure that we were including the correct ingredients to achieve the best mix for mouthfeel, scoopability, and texture. This was a product development that had to move quickly once we determined that we wanted to move forward. And our typical product development cycle is anywhere from a 9-month to a year-long process. And we went from concept to flavor approval within 2 to 3 weeks back in the fall.
That's very cool. This is Buffalo Means Business on WBEN. I'm Tim Wenger, in for Randy Bushover. And we're talking one of my favorite. I couldn't pick a better week to be here because we're talking my favorite snack in indulgence, and that is ice cream, and specifically Perry's ice cream. That last voice you heard is Marissa Wilson, the communications manager with Perry's. And also by her side today, we've got Nicole Beretta, the brand manager at Perry's. And, you know, at the beginning, both of you, I referenced, you know, that just when I think Perry's has thought of it all, I mean, you celebrated the I was out there at the plant for the big anniversary celebration. You think you've reached, you know, a milestone, and you might slow down, you know, and just kind of rest on your laurels. It's not that kind of company, is it?
No,
just keep going.
We keep going. And last year was so special, being able to honor 100 years in business, and not just honoring the past, but also looking towards the future. So last year we were very much focused on bringing out retro flavors, having some fun with it and celebrating, but we knew that the company needs to continue to grow. And in order to do that, you have to appeal to consumers. So you can't stay the same. And this is our next foot forward in becoming more and more relevant to other consumers outside of just the core market here that we've always served in Buffalo, Rochester markets.
And it does this help with the reach? Like you know, you mentioned you can order it online. You know, does this help Perry's expand its reach greatly beyond the you know, the Western New York area?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously our core followers being in this market, but there are a lot of people that have moved to other areas that can't get Perry's in stores. So now first and foremost, giving them an opportunity to do so, but it does give us more reach because a lot of our marketing is through social media, which anybody can follow us on Perry's. So seeing our products and having interest, they can purchase those products and have them shipped to their, you know, to their home, whether they be in California or Chicago or Florida, and try it out. And it gives us opportunity to talk more about, you know, once e-commerce is successful, how do we then parlay that into getting into more brick and mortar locations and other markets?
Nicole, you know, when I tasted it, you know, and I said, you know, what's different? Because it tasted just like the great Perry's ice cream that I always have. And that's mm-hmm. the point, right? It's not, it's different in its composition, but it still tastes like really good homemade ice cream.
Yes, that was our main goal for product development, was to make sure when you're having something from Perry's, it has that taste and creaminess that you expect. So with the formula, we use the oat milk, but we also used coconut oil to help give some of that creaminess and stuff that you would expect from ice cream.
And is this a growing trend? I mean, are you seeing this whole plant-based, you know, there's a lot of pressure on food manufacturers, I think, to go in this direction, right, or to offer these types of things?
Yes, and we're finding that consumers are looking to dairy companies to provide this because who would make a better non-dairy alternative than the makers of the best ice cream? So we're finding that a lot of consumers are turning to their dairy companies and wanting that from them.
So I got to believe that you have a really easy job. The brand manager of an ice cream company is good as Perry's. I mean, when I go down an aisle and I look at all the you know, the ice creams and everything, Perry's is just there. It sticks out.
And we're still the number one ice cream in upstate New York.
Yes.
Really?
After many years.
Okay,
so.
Well, that's awesome. That's a good thing. Let's go through the flavors once again before we leave for the day and where they might be available. So the flavors, Nicole.
Yes, so we have apple strudel, blueberry pancake, coconut caramel, oat latte, peanut butter coffee cake, peanut butter and cookies, and snickerdoodle. So that's a lineup of 7 flavors. And then you can get it at Lexington Co-op Markets, Tops Markets, Wegmans Food Markets, and then also perriesicecream.com online.
All right, and I can attest for the blueberry pancake, and I'm going to go out and attest for a few more, maybe on social media. I'll put out some other accolades for some of the other flavors. I can't imagine not liking any of these flavors. There's not one that, you know, I wouldn't try at all.
Eating them at home slowly. My husband was a little skeptical at first when I brought them home, and then he keeps asking for more, and I've noticed that all the pints keep going, and I was like, I haven't been eating these, so...
Yeah, you know, the key to anything like this, you know, you hear a lot of people in gluten-free diets and, you know, the vegan world and everything is that, you know, you might focus on that. Like your husband might be like, well, why would I do that when I like the real thing, mm-hmm. like I do? But when you taste it, it's like, why wouldn't you, you know? So it's just another offering, and it's, I mean, I certainly will buy it.
Well, and aside from the huge growth in veganism, we'll throw some stats at you, but there's a 600% increase in veganism over the last 3 years. And many Americans have food allergies, and those are becoming more and more discoverable early on. So about 15 million Americans have food allergies. So you have that subset of consumers that have a need, right? And then you have this other subset of consumers who may be like you and I. We love traditional ice cream. We don't have a dietary restriction, but this product line comes up, I'm interested. So there's a term called flexitarians that we like to talk about at Perry's. So this would be the consumers that... go back and forth between traditional dairy to non-dairy products. So if you go and have your coffee, you may put almond milk in it or you may put half and half in it.
Right.
So that would classify someone like me personally.
Yeah, me too. That's pretty much what I do. And Nicole, mm-hmm. I think I heard you out there say when I was trying the ice cream that it doesn't melt quite as fast as regular ice cream. I mean, that's kind of a benefit, right?
Yeah, it is. Yes, you could leave it out for a little bit longer than
especially here
ice cream.
Today, right? Because although I don't think it's going to last out there too
or
long.
Or on a hot summer day, you know.
That's true, on a very hot summer day. Thank you so much for spreading the word. This is very cool. I have a feeling that I'm going to have to make room in the freezer now for some different offerings. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
All right, Nicole Beretta, brand manager with Perry's Ice Cream, and Marissa Wilson, the communications manager with Perry's Ice Cream. They've done it again, and you'll find all about it in your local store. The dairy-free oats cream pint line is out there for Perry's Ice Cream. This is Buffalo Means Business here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.